Charlie loves cherry, so he fills his Froster with wild cherry, cherry cola, and tops it off with cherry limeade. It's the cherry on Charlie's day. Mix the Polar Pop or Froster that works for you. Just 79 cents each at Circle K. Limited time only at participating locations.
Want to rise above what holds you back? These are the stories of those fighting that battle. It might also be the story of you. I'm Dan Waldschmidt, author of Edgy Conversations and strategist to billion-dollar companies all over the world. This is Mark Menard, author of The Story of You, the guy who knows a thing or two about never giving up. You're listening to Elevating Beyond. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Elevating Beyond with a two-word mission statement: change lives. And this is Mark Menard here, and I am going to be having this play into a special talk that I gave on why you need to take the chance. That's right. So get ready. We're just going to roll right into it, enjoy it, and you will learn why you need to take that chance.
Faith without action is dead. You can pray all you want, but if you don't take a chance and you don't activate that faith, then you'll never see those results happen. Then you'll continue to be mediocre. Now listen, I just watched an amazing movie. I had seen it years ago, but I watched it again, Men of Honor. And it's the true story. Cuba Gooding Jr.'s in it, and there's a scene when he's standing there with his dad. You see his dad's plowing the field with the ox and stuff, and Cuba Gooding Jr. just became like one of the first black men to get enlisted in the U.S. Navy as a diver. But at this point in time, he wasn't a diver yet. He was just getting into the U.S. Navy. But he was getting ready to leave there, and I remember that scene, like his dad comes up to him, and he's getting ready to tell his dad bye, and he gives him a hug, and he's like, "Don't worry, Dad, I'll come back. Like, I'll be back, Dad." And his dad pushes him away. And he's like, "No." He's like, "Don't you come back here." He's like, "Don't you come back here. You, don't you come back here." And for a moment, I'm like, wait a second, that's his dad. Like, what does he mean, don't come back? He doesn't want his own son. But then I thought about it, and the dad kept talking. He didn't want the same version of who his son was now that hadn't taken that chance, that hadn't made his dreams a reality. He didn't want that version of himself to come back. He wanted the person that was going out to make his dreams a reality. And his dad said, continue not only to take a... That's right, you all said it out loud. Take a chance. Continue to not just take a chance, but continue to go out there and crush it and be the best. Be the best at whatever you're doing at, and don't stop, don't give up, and don't come back until you have done that. It was such a powerful scene in that movie. And his dad goes back to working on the field with the ox in the ditch, and he's saying, look, son, I don't want you to be me. And the dad's actually proud of his life. The dad worked hard with his mom, but the dad sacrificed his whole life. He worked hard so that his son now could have this opportunity. And he's saying, don't make my sacrifice go to waste. So all of you that are going through that fear, that are going through that doubt, that are giving every excuse why you shouldn't take that chance. Like, it's not going to work because of A, B, C, or D. All the doubt, all the fear you're feeling, it's not about you. You got to realize all the people whose lives are going to continually to be changed through you. All the people that came here before you that have sacrificed for you to even get to where you are. If you're in America, to be able to live in a free country, that's right, where we have the opportunity to make decisions, to take chances, to create opportunities, to change lives and live out whatever dream God puts in our heart. So I'm gonna flash forward a little bit. This is a spoiler alert. If you haven't seen Men of Honor, it's a true story. Now listen, He was put under the test on so many different levels. Talk about tapping into your why and persevering. He not only became the first African-American diver, but then as he was diving, taking bombs apart, like something happened, it malfunctioned, and part of his foot got crushed. And they said, you're not gonna be able to keep diving. He said, cut my leg off, make it an amputee. And he trained relentlessly with this amputee leg like back in the 1950s. And then came the final test, and he passed what most 99% of other men couldn't even pass in that time, with a prosthetic leg on, and became the first African-American master diver in history. And at that time, the first ever human being that was a master diver for 8 to 10 years throughout that. And he continued to take a chance. And not only that, not only did he achieve so much, but because he took a chance, I'm up here right now, still inspired, still motivated, 60 years later, by his faith and action from taking a chance against the possible, against all odds, the ripple effect. You never know what's gonna happen. It's never, never, ever just about you. It's about all the lives that continue to get changed through you. So listen, everyone, this is Mark Menard, and I wanna tell you, I put below Elevated Beyond in Business. I got this Bad Boy Masterclass launching this week. Click it if you want to be awesome. If you don't click it. It's free. I got videos. I'm not some corny cheese ball. I share the real talk, how to grow your business, how to develop your team, how to get the drama out of your team, how to actually make money and elevate to that next level and beyond. But you can click on it. You can join me and take that chance. But when you do, I want to make sure that after you watch the videos, that you don't come back. That you don't come back to me, that the next level, the next version of you who has gone out and taken the chance, applied that massive knowledge, that faith in action, and have continued to do you. Because I don't want you to be me. I don't want you to be him. I don't want you to be her. I don't want you to be mommy, daddy, sister, brother. I want you to do you. That's right. I give you the blueprint. I give you the playbook of how I've done it to get to my next level and beyond. But then it's on you. Do you. There's only one and only you. Don't try to be a copycat. Don't try to be someone else. Be incredibly, amazingly, beautifully. All those flaws are what make you incredible and different. Be you. Do you. And take I know you all said it out loud. Take a chance.
So that's right. You heard it. Take that chance. Be you. Do you. And don't you come back until you've taken that dream to the next level and beyond. So never settle. Never give up. And keep elevating beyond.
From a bird-watching nurse to a line-dancing firefighter, nobody's just one thing. That's why Polar Pop and Froster aren't either. Choose from all kinds of flavors and make your mix. Polar Pop and Froster, just 79 cents each at Circle K. Limited time only at participating locations.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo, tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.